Hi everyone, welcome back to Strong with Julie, Julie X Fitness Edition. We are on day 3. I cannot wait for this episode because I feel like it's one very near and dear to my heart because it's something that I struggled with for a long time. So that's why I want to talk about it, especially now before Christmas comes up for those who celebrate, because Christmas used to be a really scary time for me where I felt like my binge eating disorder would have the loudest voice. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. So just a little trigger warning, there's gonna be eating disorder discussion in this episode. So if that's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, feel free to skip over this episode. But first things first, I wanted to do something a little bit more lighthearted and talk about Christmas shopping, because it's something that I'm struggling with and I haven't even started, and I have a list in Notion of all the things that I have to get. But let's talk about when you have to travel for Christmas, okay? And I'm already a girly that my suitcases are regularly 13 pounds overweight, okay, already. So with the Christmas presents, we're gonna be like 25 pounds overweight, or I'm just gonna have to bring a second bag. But what I'm thinking is our handy dandy Amazon. I'm just gonna order all the Christmas presents to my mom's house and tell her not to open anything with my name on it. So that's gonna make my life easier because we are planning to go to Connecticut December 18th. I don't know how many days that is. In 15 days, which is wild. So 2 weeks. And we're traveling with Gus again. Gus and Quinn are gonna meet and my heart is gonna melt. You guys already know I'll be posting all about it. But yeah, I'm just struggling with Christmas shopping a bit. But something that's helping me are the gift guides. So I already made gift guides on my Amazon storefront. I don't know if you saw, I posted it in the new Instagram broadcast channel feature, which I love. I just wish you could talk back to me in there. But with that, I put different gifts for like mom, dads, grandpa, kids, aunts, uncles, people that you don't know who to buy for your significant other. So there's so many ideas, but when there's so many ideas, it's like, I put so much pressure on myself to get someone a good gift that'll make them happy, and then I feel like, I don't know, it kind of flops. But yeah, that is something that I'm just stressing out about. First world problems. And then I feel like I'm in a good groove with my workouts. I recently bought myself a Peloton, because if you know, when I lived back in Fort Myers, I had a Peloton at the gym in my apartment complex and I loved it. I used to take Kendall Tools classes or Alex Toussaint and sometimes Robbins, and those three, just their motivational speeches during their workouts too were amazing. And pairing that with my strength training split once or twice a week, I felt like my endurance was up. So I want to get back to that, because right now my cardio is just the Stairmaster, which is fine, but it's just not as fun as the classes were. So I'm gonna do that. Then I have to rearrange my whole office to somehow fit this in here. And yeah, that is most of it. But let's get to the topic. So the way I split this up is into 5 different tips. So we're gonna just expand on each one. And afterwards, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, want me to talk further on this, you could DM my regular Instagram. You could also DM the Strong with Julie page, but I'm more up to date with my regular Instagram, surprisingly, because recently we've been doing so many free giveaways with the PDF, so I have to be on top of it. So if you have any further questions, you want to talk about it, you need someone to vent to, because we're going to talk about venting, then you can find me there. Okay, let's get into it. First, let's talk about the difference between binge eating, okay, and just overeating, overconsumption, because they're 2 different things. Overconsumption is you ate throughout the day, and maybe it comes, I'm just going to give you analogies, by the way. There's different ways each of these can look, but hopefully these analogies help differentiate them, because sometimes people will DM me and tell me they had the binge the night before, but it's not necessarily a binge, it's just they went above their calories, okay? So there's differences, and mostly it's in the mentality behind it and then the amount of food consumed. So in analogy 1, we're just overeating. Your friends come over, you already had dinner. Oh, they wanted a pizza and some ice cream. You ordered it. You eat the pizza, you eat the ice cream, you went way over your calorie amount, but you don't feel really guilty about it, and you stop yourself when your stomach feels full. over-consuming, okay? Now, binge eating is your friends come over, you have the pizza, the ice cream, you have a good amount, and then let's say the friends leave, there were leftovers, they're in the fridge, and you're about to go to bed, and then you feel stressed, and you feel like it's almost an out-of-body experience that draws you maybe downstairs back to the fridge, and you're just stuffing your face, basically. You're hiding it under the trash can, like putting things over it because you're embarrassed and ashamed of it. You potentially make yourself purge it up afterwards because of the guilt. You feel out of control. You're eating weird food combinations just because you're having this undeniable and uncontrollable urge to overeat, to binge. Okay, so there are the differences there. It's a different mentality. Now, during the holidays, this is heightened because we have more stress, okay? We have more stress going on because a lot of things are going on. We have a little bit less movement maybe because of the colder months, feeling a little less motivated because the days are shorter. And we have a lot more of fun treats that we're not used to having in our house typically around us. So different temptations, and we haven't learned to adapt to a healthy mindset where we can be around those foods and consume them in moderation and not feel like the all or nothing kicks in when we have the Christmas cookies in our house. So we didn't develop different tactics and different mindsets to be able to deal with those things. So the number one thing that I think is so important is first that you're eating regularly throughout the day. So you're eating breakfast within an hour of waking up, especially women. Okay, so number one is going to be eating regularly, and then I'm going to expand a little bit on it. But you're eating first thing when you wake up, about an hour, and you're going to have food before you have caffeine. You're going to have water as well. And in that meal, you're going to have 25, 30 grams of protein. Okay. So you're starting off your day strong. Within 3 to 4 hours, I want you to have your second meal. Okay. Having your meals spaced out every 3 to 4 hours, make sure that you don't have blood sugar spikes. And then that potential to binge, that urge to overconsume almost doesn't come because you're satiated. You know that you're going to get your next meal in a few hours. You know that you're fueling yourself properly. You know that you're getting enough protein in. And food becomes not your first thought always because you're so hungry and starving yourself, but it just becomes a regular routine thing that you can still look forward to. You could still explore with recipes, but you're not dreading or thinking about all the time. So eating regularly, planning ahead for that as well. Now, the next thing is going to be more defense, okay? So more defense. Let's say defense, okay? And the reason I say more defense is because you should think about this like a football team, okay? We have our defense, and the offense is coming. Hey, geez, I've been spending too much time with Brad, but just listen, okay? Hear me out, because this makes sense when you think about it. The offense is coming through. Imagine if you just had one defense mechanism when you had a binge urge. So the offense coming through trying to get a touchdown is your binging urge trying to take over control and have the actual binge. So pretend that's the offense. Now, defense number one, let's say you only have one defense mechanism, and that is not having the food in the house. That's not going to work during the holidays because say you live with family members, say you live with your significant other, say you have a holiday party, the foods are going to be there. So that shouldn't really be your defense mechanism, number one. It could still be in there, like maybe you don't opt to take over all the leftovers, but think about defense mechanisms that can truly get your mind out of that state of high stress and uncontrollable energy. So, for example, one of my defense mechanisms used to be calling a friend or my mom when I felt like one of those urges was happening. Now, I didn't have to tell them that I wanted to binge because I probably wouldn't do that because I was embarrassed. I didn't want to tell them that. I just would call them and talk to them. They take my mind off it. I can go for a little walk. I can talk to them on the phone. There's a defense mechanism. So as soon as I felt that urge, like, ooh, I want to go downstairs because I know I have an advent calendar full of chocolate. No, I'm going to call my mom. I know I'm not hungry because I just ate my meal, and I'm going to call my mom and talk to her. And you know what? Then I'm going to go back and I'm going to have one chocolate. So there's one defense mechanism. Next can be taking a shower. Another could be potentially reading your book, journaling your feelings, going for a drive, going to get a coffee, going to bed. Little things like that will help you. You have to have all these different defenses, because that offense, that urge to binge, they want to get through. It wants to get a touchdown. It wants to control you. But we're not going to let it control you, because we have multiple different defense mechanisms to knock it down. So if you're someone that struggles with this, I want you to take some time after listening to this podcast and list out different defense mechanisms that you can utilize this season. And then if you ever feel that urge, you can pull it up on your notes and you can read through it. You could DM me, you could start singing your favorite song, you could put your favorite Netflix show on, you could get super cozy in bed, you can online shop on Amazon, like all these different things. And as soon as you feel the urge, you opt to that list. Let's go to tip number 3. So this is something that super helped me back probably 5 years ago when I first started out with trying to get over my binging. And by the way, I'm leaving out the tip of getting professional help and seeking therapy and talking it out, because that should be above every single one of these. This is something that you really struggle with, okay? So just remember that. It's okay to seek professional help. I had a therapist for this. We talked through it. She helped me develop these tips, so that's why I'm sharing it with you guys. But you definitely should seek professional help if you need help with this. Okay, now that we got that disclaimer out of the way, we're talking about pre-tracking your nighttime snack. So tracking in general is really good if you struggle with binging, because if you have never tracked before, you probably can realize with tracking that you can eat way more than you think you should eat. And it's not something that you have to do forever, but like when I started tracking on MyFitnessPal a very long time ago, I realized that I was way under eating, like under 1,000 calories per day. And that's why I was so overly hungry at night and wanted to binge the whole kitchen. So when I brought my intake up to now I'm nearly at 2,300 calories, I never really feel that urge anymore, and I could silence it really fast because I know that I am gonna fill myself to the point where I feel satiated, but I also just feel good and I feel optimal. By pre-tracking a nighttime snack, nighttime is when my triggers would really occur. It wasn't really any other time during the day. It was mostly at night. So I would pre-track like this yummy protein ice cream with like 3 Oreos on it and like a little bit of peanut butter. And I made it fit into my daily calorie intake, my daily macros. But I had that little thing to look forward to, and I felt so full after it that I just like went to bed happy. And then if say I was still a little bit hungry afterwards, I would sometimes have like a hot chocolate and pre-track that in it too. And by having that to look forward to, it really helped me not just attack the kitchen at night, because I used to tell myself it was a rule that after 7 o'clock I just can't eat anything, and that's so not true. Your body doesn't know if it's eating at 8 a.m. or p.m. You can have your snack. Like I still have my nighttime snack around 8:39 every single day, and it's not even a snack, it's literally a full-blown meal of ice cream. So that is something that definitely helped me a lot. Tip number 4 is bringing up the protein leverage hypothesis that you guys probably saw a post that I made a little while ago on, but it basically claims that our body has a appetite specific to protein. So we need to consume a specific amount of protein to be able to be full throughout the day. And it doesn't matter if you hit your calories. If you haven't hit your protein but you hit your calories, you're still going to be hungry because your body doesn't have the rest of its protein. So for example, I weigh 135 pounds. So I eat around 135 grams of protein per day. That is the way that I like to set my protein targets for clients. For example, let's say I have a client, she's 220 pounds, her goal weight is 175 pounds. I would set her protein target to 175 pounds. Now, that is because her goal weight is over 10 pounds plus or minus than where she is right now. So it works both ways. Let's say someone was 110 pounds, but they wanted to be 145 pounds. I would set the 110 pound girl to 145 grams of protein. But if I was 135 pounds, but my goal was 130 pounds, I would still eat 135 grams of protein. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, DM me and I can help out a little bit more for that. But that's besides the point. It's just the protein leverage hypothesis claims that you need to hit your protein intake in order to feel satiated throughout the day. So that's why it's so important to prioritize protein for each of those meals that you're having every 3 to 4 hours per day. This is also just what works for me, and it also works for a majority of my clients. It is the regimen that I like to put them in when we start working together, because I have found so much success myself and working with other women on this, because it has so much science and hormonal-based science backed by it, which is so important when training women specifically. Now, a man, on the other hand, I always like to bring this up, way back in the olden ages, okay, ancient times, the men were out fasting when they were hunting. The women were home with the abundance of food. The men were the ones that had gaps between their meals. So if a man wanted to implement intermittent fasting, I am more pro that than if a woman did, because our bodies in history developed in this method where the women were home with food, with their family, and that's what our bodies are born to be like. So take it or leave it. Look it up, you know, do your own research, find what works for you. But that is tip number 4, the protein leverage hypothesis. Have your protein throughout the day because it'll make you feel more satiated and have less urges to binge. Tip number 5 is going to be, let's imagine we're at the holiday party, okay? You're in front of other people. Something that I like to do is have an accountability partner at those events, whether it's my cousin, my brother, my mom, hey mom, like, right now, my goals are to stay healthy. You know, maybe I'm in a cutting phase, but I still want to enjoy Christmas dinner. Can I just ask if, you know, for dessert, can we share a plate so that I don't go overboard? Speaking out your goals to just that one person that you trust, that you feel confident in them, that they won't tear you down, that they won't potentially like make fun of you or make you feel embarrassed. You can do this in private. Is so good for your soul and for just everything and setting boundaries. We'll have a whole podcast episode on boundaries. Like, you know, my Italian family, if I'm not eating the pasta sauce on Sunday dinner, they're like, what are you on a diet? Or you eat like a bird. Like, they make those comments because they don't know any better. But if you can have that one person where you can be like, hey, can we split this piece of pie? Like, I'm on a bit of a health and fitness journey right now, and I love to taste the pie and all the desserts, but I just don't want to go overboard, and I just wanted to share that with you because I could really use your support. And it can be such an open, honest, vulnerable conversation that's so good to have on your fitness journey, because without that support, it's really hard to succeed without support, accountability, someone to lean on, because on those hard days, on those days where you have so many temptations, like a holiday, to have someone there to just hold your hand through it, pat your back, like cheer you on, maybe share the experience with you. You never know, they could feel the same way, but they just never told anyone. That is something that really helped me. And me personally, I would tell my mom or like my Aunt Shirley, like they're very similar where they really put their health in the forefront. So that is a very nice thing that you could do. And then the last one I just wanted to reiterate is seeking out therapist help, professional help, if it's something that you feel like even with these tips, you need extra help, especially if you're getting into that cycle of potentially purging or over-exercising for overcompensation of the binge. For me in high school, it was a lot of like taking laxatives the day after because of the guilt, and that is so bad for our bodies. Like, imagine you had a daughter, or you as a little girl, and you were doing that, you know? Or she was doing that. Think of it as an outside body experience. Like, you would never want your little girl or you as a little girl to do that. So treat yourself kind and treat yourself as that little human growing up, because we are all learning and growing each day, and it's so important to be kind to ourselves, especially around the holidays when we're stressed. But just surround yourself with good people. It's gonna be good food. You're going to enjoy yourself one day. Just eating a little bit more is not going to kill you, okay? So I hope this was helpful, and please, please, please DM me if you need anything, but can't wait for episode 4 tomorrow, and yeah, have a good one.